This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, right? The 19th of January. Hi. How do you do? I hope you're doing well. We are doing well here. When I say we, it's the collective on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you and me were thinking about the inauguration tomorrow. Joe Biden becomes the president, 46th president of the United States. Be interesting. I've heard all these radio networks and TV networks crowing about how they're going to have wall-to-wall coverage. And you know, what's the point of that? Why? Well, the guy you swear him in, and that's the end of the story, other than what he may do after he goes over to the White House and starts doing some work. It's interesting that the administration, or the incoming administration, has said it won't lift the ban on visitors from Europe and Brazil. Didn't Trump say he was going to lift the COVID travel limits? And now Biden's people said, so what's the impact of that, Jennifer, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what the impact is. I mean, I don't think these guys agree on very much of anything. But,
no, I'm talking about lifted. Never mind them. I'm talking about why. Is it good or bad to lift the travel limits? The people who are coming from
Europe, here's the thing. I think we should lift them as soon as we can. Obviously, we want
to have a negative COVID test, right?
But yeah, with now the new stipulations from airlines, I think you can trust that there's probably going to be a little more safety than before when people were just moving freely. So I don't know how much it matters, but maybe.
Well, that's my question.
Yeah,
I guess I'm.
I don't think that's. I mean, honestly, I think that's kind of one of the more minimal things. I think what is more important is that as Joe Biden comes into office, historically, if you look over the past several presidents, on day one, there were zero executive action signed by George Bush, zero executive action signed by Obama, one executive order signed by Trump on his first day in office. Biden is planning 12. So
why do I remember there was a whole bunch of stuff in some presidency that changed the day? I'm trying to remember who the president was. I thought it was Clinton, that a whole bunch of flurry of activities took place.
Well, there's no parade today. There's no walk down.
No, I'm talking about
out of the car
these,
and all that.
This
executive orders
that have been issued by Trump to do this, that, or the other thing that have created controversy. Now, Biden says he's going to rescind those. And I remember that happening with somebody else. I'm trying to remember who it was. Frankly,
I don't know. I read the article. It goes back to Bush. So I'm not sure Clinton would have been right before that. So I'm not sure exactly what the executive actions are. So that's kind of something unheard of. A lot of it is expected to be about immigration. And the first thing that Biden's going to have to deal with is that there are 11 million Hondurans or something like that. Not 11 million. I'm sorry. A million Hondurans marching towards the border. And they're right. Looking to get in. So that's going to be kind of his first challenge is relaxing immigration restrictions, but still having to deal with these migrant.
So let's talk about the day itself. What are sort of the events that have been obviously pared down? There's no parade up Pennsylvania Avenue.
By the way, it starts at noon Eastern. So the way the day goes tomorrow is that Trump is going to leave the White House around 8 a.m. He's going to go to Joint Base Andrews to do like a military flyover, a thank you to the military, yada, yada, and then he's going to Florida. And then at 9 o'clock...
That's his last ride in Air Force One, or is it
correct.
Actually the 7th?
It'll still be Air Force One at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he'll go to Florida. Then about 8:30 is when... this is all, by the way, my time. So 11:30 your time.
Right.
11:30 your time is when the festivities will start. Biden's supposed to be sworn in around noontime. And it's going to be a lot different. They're doing a virtual parade this year. So I don't know
what
that's going to look like. I don't know. I mean, they did the Macy's parade virtually. So I guess maybe something along those lines. I don't have any clue. But
some balloons.
Yeah. And then instead of inaugural balls, then they have TV specials planned for the evening. So instead of doing, like, the balls, which are pretty...
That's something I'm really bummed about. Like, I don't care who it is. I watched every second, and I was no Trump supporter and am not now, but I didn't miss a second of his inauguration and the balls and all the coverage. I love all that stuff, and I'm just so bummed that we're not going to get anything. There's no dress that goes into the Smithsonian from the First Lady. I don't know.
There will be, because you'll see her, so she'll probably be all dressed up. I would imagine there's
still going to be there. But, you know, like, Melania had a beautiful white gown.
Right.
Michelle Obama looked stunning. You know, I mean, I love all that stuff. It's just, we're missing out on a lot.
You know what I really am, I think I said it earlier on, and I see more and more evidence of it all the time here. We're taking this former Trump person apart. Now there's the latest is a focus on Mike Pompeo and what a bad guy he was. He's done. It's over. Move on.
He's going to run for something, though, isn't he, Jen?
Is he?
Pompeo? I really like him.
What's he going to run for? Where is he
coming? I don't know. He always thought
about
running
senator?
For senator. Yeah, yeah. He was going to be a senator.
Where? What state, though?
Is he Kentucky? He's somewhere in the...
Run against... Oh, good. He can run against Mitch McConnell.
No, I don't think it's Kentucky. It was somewhere.
I didn't think he was a southerner. For whatever the reason.
I thought he was from, like, Indiana or something.
Mid-stater, yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of Indiana, Vice President Pence from Indiana wants to meet with the Capitol police officer who has been described as a hero. Apparently, Pence and members of the Senate and other people, these people got very close to them, and this guy kept them away. Eugene Goodman is his name. You can see him on the video during the mob of the supporters, the Trump
Kansas,
supporters.
Kansas, by the way. See, that's where I got the Kansas,
Kansas?
From.
Yeah,
yeah, with
okay.
another K.
Yeah, right. The K, yeah.
Yeah. Like
right.
That,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a bipartisan group in Congress who want to award Eugene Goodman the Congressional Gold Medal. Is that advisable? This guy, I've
well,
not
this,
followed this enough.
This, if you haven't seen the video, it's incredible. He's this one officer who literally used himself as bait. He had no gun. He has a baton in his hand. And he led these rioters in the opposite direction from where Mike Pence had just... Then they did the timeline. It's like 60 seconds away that they would have gotten Pence. I mean, this guy could have... conceivably saved Pence's life and maybe many other lives. We don't know. There's a lot of information coming out now that they're hostages. Taking hostages was definitely the plan. And so we don't know how much bodily harm would have been inflicted, but this guy is an absolute hero. He was also a military guy. He's long before he was a Capitol police officer. He had a wonderful record of, you know, being a true patriot. And I'm not talking about the BS people who were there claiming that they're patriots. This guy's a real patriot. So I'm happy that Mike Pence has been trying to connect with him and to thank him personally. I think that's appropriate.
Yeah. I have a different feeling about Pence. I don't necessarily like his social stance, but he's added an even keel to a lot of the circumstances that we've been sort of presented with over the last couple, 3 weeks. And I think he's done quite a credible job, frankly. I don't know that I want to see him as president, but I do think that he's brought some just calming influence. He was upset with Trump for a couple of days. Apparently they ironed that all out. But for as much as
his family took so much incoming because they are so nice. I got to meet Karen Pence and their daughter, Charlotte, and they were really, you could just tell they're nice. No,
they just
people.
Have a different point of view, but why does that make them bad people?
Well, they get wrecked because, they don't think a certain way about social issues. So
anyway, back to the events of the inauguration, there doesn't seem to be any real credible threat that there's going to be some horrible thing. Is that because all of this
no
action was taken?
Threat.
Right.
I don't know. They said, I mean, I was just looking at the FBI reports yesterday because Los Angeles is going to go on tactical alert. And so I was reading about it, and there is no credible threat suggesting that there's anything going on. But, look, I think that I'm
it's
never
going to
be
social
mad.
Media stuff at this point.
I'm never going to be mad about securing our Capitol because I think that's a good thing. So I'm not mad
about
it. But
stuff.
I do think that this is very political, and unfortunately everything is now because they want to send a message. They want to send a message that Trump supporters are terrorists and that we're bad people and that
rioters,
we're trying to disrupt their Republican. Well, I think I
the
agree
with you. The rioters are.
But that's what the media, I mean, how many times? Go on social media, watch late night TV.
It's all Republican.
Republicans are terrorists.
I'm sick of Stephen Colbert is an absolute jerk. And Scott Meyer isn't far behind him, frankly, when it comes to this. What I say, Frank? What I say?
Frank?
Seth, whoever.
You know, that Frank Meyer show, I catch it every night.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's why I took such issue with this Representative Cohen saying that we need to investigate all of the National Guard because they're white men and white men support Trump. So that means that Trump supporters are going to go in and want to shoot Biden. Is that what it is? Because that's not the case. You know, I didn't vote for Biden, but I'm going to watch every minute of the inauguration, and I'm going to hope that he does something that's going to surprise me.
I mean, listen
but
to his words.
You're not
going to
watch any of it anyway, Doug. You're not into that. You missed the entire Capitol riot.
I did.
The whole world was watching that,
Me.
You missed that. You were on a tractor somewhere. So,
what about the impeachment stuff? Where are we? We haven't talked much about that in the last 24 hours. Are we going to dismiss it? Is it going to happen? Because that still is sort of a
Mitch McConnell
cloud.
I don't know.
It's actually going to be Chuck Schumer this time. So he's going to get to decide because he's going to be the incoming majority leader. And Lindsey Graham has gone to Chuck Schumer and said, look, this is not good for our country. You need to dismiss this. We need to vote to dismiss. But we don't know yet. It could be that the Senate will pick this up in 3 months. That's one of the things that they're saying is to give Biden his 100 days and then pick this up. And the House can hold on to this article. So really watch when the House transmits the article of impeachment to the Senate. If they do it this week, I don't know. If they hold on to it, I think they're going to try to see if they want to come back to it in 100 days or so. And then you're going to have the argument about whether that's even constitutional, because impeachment is supposed to be for serious offenses, removing someone from office, not about going after a private citizen. And so you said,
but he was impeached while he was president, though, so that technicality gets thrown out.
Yeah. But the conviction is supposed to be the crime of the conviction is to throw someone out of office.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV program with some research now. The resources that are for weight loss lovers, people who want to lose weight, want to keep their body in good shape. It could be you want to lose weight, you want to keep yourself in shape. Either of those two things are laudable. They're praiseworthy. They're something, you know, you want to get yourself into good shape and keep yourself there. A lot of weight loss tips at toploss.com. Lots of help, lots of resources. You want to lose weight? A lot of science, too, at toploss.com. The ingredients, collagen protein, the highest quality they can possibly find, all those other things that are in there that are all natural, that encourage your body to rebuild lean muscle and repair the tissue that boosts your metabolism naturally and promotes that weight loss. That's pretty much how it works, boys and girls. Weight management. Calotren. That's the product. Calotren. Compatible with anything else that you're on to keep the weight off. That's what you want to do. There's a lot of good news, a lot of things to read and comprehend, and a lot of great things await you. More energy, better digestion, decreased joint pain. In addition to losing the weight. Let's check it out, please, together, collectively, at toploss.com. When you check out after you buy the product, use the discount code DJV for the best deals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the news-oriented discussion program called the DJV Show, but we got a lot of other things. I mean, how do you describe the news? What does it mean? What is the news? A lot of people think it's the headlines from Washington. No, there are a lot of things that go on in the world that are, if it's new information, then therefore, by definition, it is news. It's kind of like, what does the First Amendment mean? I don't want to get off on that at the moment, but there are definitions that somehow or other are pretty much in stone. And one of the reasons the First Amendment comes first is because it's most important, in my opinion, anyway. And so at some point, Jay, I would love to have a sort of a little discussion, maybe after we go through the inaugural tomorrow, about what people think of, well, you know, why does the First Amendment come first, that sort of thing. I guess I'm thinking my brain's a little bit rocky when it comes to all this stuff that has we've sort of put it aside because of the inauguration. But I think we are in danger of not really dealing with the essence of the framers of the Constitution and what is meant by freedom of speech and how it's applied to some of these big digital titans that are trying to control what it is that people say, like it or not. That's, you know, it's not about liking. And that's really where the essence of all of I think this is. But in the meantime, we have things going on in our social media at DJV Show for Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, including your pick. If you were going to be installed as President of the United States, who would you want to have as entertainment? Plus, I think it's time for us to start looking at the Super Bowl and how it would be wonderful if Tom Brady could win the Super Bowl. I'd like to see that happen. Frankly, we'll get to some Super Bowl picks with Jay right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. At allconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to J-Bo, the J-Bird. What do people call you What is it? Do you have a nickname? Is it Jay? It's just Jay.
Jay is my nickname, yeah. Jay is a nickname since birth. My given name is Jessica. But Jessica. I get anxiety if somebody calls me Jessica because I'm like, what did I do? What's wrong?
I know. Well, that's what to me, my given name is Dudley. And a lot of times when people say Dudley, I think, look around. Okay, what did I do wrong? What's the problem? Meanwhile, all right, so hey, you have some more suggestions for inaugural picks. If you were going to be president, who would you have there as entertainers? Because a lot of people are talking about the various people that are going to be entertaining at the inauguration tomorrow. So what are some of the names coming out?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people need to more tap into curating different concerts because there could be some great music festivals with all of these artists. Susie would invite Bob Seger, Tyga, and Neil Young.
Great. Yes, Neil Seger.
Tyga? As in
right?
Jenner's
Bob
baby
Seger,
daddy?
Tyga, and Neil Young.
Very eclectic.
That is a hodgepodge one. Bonnie's going for Pink, Elton John, and the cast of Les Mis.
Oh, I'm there for that. That's right. That would be great. Yep.
Right.
And this one sounds cool. Johnny wants Willie Nelson, Hank Williams Jr., and Heather Miles. So getting the honky tonk song.
Who's Heather Miles? I don't know who she is.
She is a country artist, kind of has that Bakersfield sound.
I don't know what
more
the Bakersfield
of
sound
of
is.
California. Yeah, like Dwight Yoakam is kind of the
Bakersfield
sound.
Got it. Yep. Any other good suggestions?
That's pretty much it. Elton John and he was definitely Elton John and Bruce Springsteen were mentioned numerous times.
Yeah, good. All right. So what are we lining up for Super Bowl picks? How are we going to put that to the public that's listening?
Yeah, the predictions. You can go weigh in on the poll at DJ V Show. Hit it up on Facebook. The majority of people are saying it's going to be a Green Bay, Kansas City Super Bowl. Although it could be cool to have Tampa Bay because the Super Bowl is going to be in Tampa Bay, so it's an actual hometown team.
Yeah, that would be cool. And it'd be nice to give a little up yours to the Patriots from Tom Brady, frankly. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
The new year comes with new ways for pros to save at Lowe's. Like when you're ready to tackle your taxes, we'll help you save up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. All you have to do is sign up to become a Lowe's Pro Loyalty member by January 25th, and the savings is yours. This exclusive offer is for new Lowe's Pro Loyalty members only, so sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount valid on select TurboTax services through October.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a 6-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. Former Attorney General William Barr reportedly dismissed President Trump's claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. During that meeting in the Oval Office, Barr reportedly told the president that his theories about the election being stolen were BS. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First Lady Melania Trump gave a farewell message Monday, highlighting her role in American history. Here's some of that speech.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination. I see the faces of brave young soldiers who have told me with their pride in their eyes how much they love serving this country. To every service member and to our incredible military families, you are heroes, and you will always be in my thoughts and prayers. I think of all of the members of law enforcement who greet us everywhere we go. At every hour of every day, they stand guard to keep our communities safe. To all the people of this country, you will be in my heart forever. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
The full address is posted on her official Twitter page. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four after the hour on Tuesday, January the 19th, 2021. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. And I was looking at the three of you thinking about Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and how my name comes first because I guess I've been around the longest. Some people think I'm in control. I am not in charge, folks. Just so you go on the right road here. The activities of these three ladies, their thoughts and how it contributes to the program certainly are there to it's kind of like the wheelbarrow. Who moves the stuff? You can pick the wheelbarrow up, but what's in the wheelbarrow? The ideas, I just think it's fun to be around, very stimulating, and I think no matter what our age, we all need to be stimulated in the right way, and we have that here. We have the three of you ladies to thank for that. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Josh Malone. Did we decide whether Jennifer went to school with him or not yet?
I don't know. She said a Josh Malone was someone she went to school with, so we're not sure.
Anyway, he's a spokesperson for something called U.S. Inventor, which is something that We have we've got a lot of people with a lot of great ideas in our country. And, you know, if you watch Shark Tank, one of the questions they all ask of the contestants is, have you patented this yet? Have you protected your idea yet? The intellectual property and that sort of thing. A lot of people don't know the insides of how this all works, so we're going to talk about that a little bit in a few minutes. A great American tradition, as is National Popcorn Day, another great American tradition. Did you know that the corn we eat and the corn we pop are two different varieties of maize? Maize is corn. The Indians, the original users of this, they were the developers of the seed. One wonders, don't you ever wonder when you look at a garden or look at all the produce that's in the supermarket, wherever you get your produce, where all these seeds first came from? Where was the first beet grown? Where is the first head of lettuce grown, right? Think about that. Where it all came from. Where did corn come from? Anyway, there's a variety of corn that is used to become popcorn. The particular variety we're talking about has small ears. The kernels burst when they are exposed to dry heat. Thus, the whole business of popcorn. This Zea maize everta, which is, I'm not sure where that comes from. That's a native phrase, is it not? I think it must be.
I think it's the name of the variety of corn
from New Mexico. Right.
Yeah, I think it's been spotted, I think, throughout the years. It's like thousands of years old in various areas.
Peru, Mexico, Guatemala, a lot of the things. One of the farms around here grows what we call Brazilian corn, which is basically the same thing as popcorn. It's a hard, and it's also the same thing as cow corn. It's hard kernels that have a lot of protein in them, but they're much different than sweet corn. Much, much different. If you bit into an ear of cow corn, or this corn that we're talking about here for popcorn, a lot of people break their teeth. The kernels are that hard. So anyway, I don't know how many people want to know the ins and outs of popcorn. I don't know that there's really good popcorn and there's really bad popcorn. And some of the movie chains that like to sell you, what is it, $8? Popcorn now is $8 when you go into the theater, if you're lucky enough to get into a theater. The popcorn, and I've noticed that there's a great difference. Popcorn in the AMC chains, for example, is not that good. But if you go to, in L.A., there's the Arclight theater chain. They have wonderful popcorn. And then some of the stuff you can buy in the store, like the Smart Pop stuff. Do you buy things, either the two of you, do you buy popcorn in the store and eat it while you're watching a movie or something?
Yeah, I have microwave popcorn.
No, I'm talking about in the bag, it's already popped. Would you say, Jay?
Every now and then. Mm-hmm. If, like, my nieces were selling it or something, we'll go get that.
Your nieces are selling it? What do you mean? Like Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, like they're school-age kids where they're always selling weird things, and it's the popcorn in the bags, like the cheddar popcorn.
They're always selling weird
things. Go for that.
Things.
Gotta support. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if I'm eating, that's fine.
Yeah, right. But I don't know, just when you get down to brass tacks, there are a lot of different things you get. I enjoy, I don't know whether it's that I just like to sneak things into the theater and eat them when I'm there, because you're not supposed to bring any food into the theater. Right? You're not supposed to. They don't want you to bring water in. They can charge you $4 a bottle for something you can buy for, you know. But that's one of the great. If there's a ripoff anywhere, it's water. The amount of money, you can go into a dollar store and you can buy a whole case of water for a dollar. And then, you know, some of these places are selling water for $4 a bottle. It's an amazing profit center, if you look at it that way. And the quality of the water is that much different. We've decided here I don't use plastic. Since we got off on that toot, Victoria, I don't use plastic. I have these two, I got the Farm-Aid thing that you gave me, and then I had another one, and I fill those up with water, and I use them during the day, and I use that source water I have right here to fill them up. It's great, pure, natural water, and that's what's really what you want to put into your body.
There or is save the environment and just get a filter at home.
Yeah, you could do that. Yes, that's
no
a good
one's
idea.
Taking aluminum cans right now. China's not taking our garbage. It's going into the ocean. So.
That's not really true. It's going to Turkey.
Do you know how much stuff's getting dumped in the ocean? It's crazy. They're finding boats and finding them every day.
Shouldn't
be. It's disgusting. Bottomless barges that they just drop it out underneath. It's horrible.
Great.
Yep.
New York City's rent-regulated tenants apparently owe more than $1 billion in back rent. How's this going to get settled? How are these people ever going to pay their bills? You look back at this is all COVID-related, right? Mm-hmm. People that are out. There must be other cities that has the same problem. I mean, pretty much everywhere.
Oh, Los Angeles. Yeah, every major city has this issue, especially on the coast where, you know, we got hit really hard with COVID. But I don't know how I don't know the answer. I don't know how they solve this. I know Governor Cuomo in New York has been trying to get landlords and tenants together to negotiate lowered rents and a payment plan to kind of because the landlords who own the buildings, they have expenses too. So if no one's paying them rent, then they're also in trouble, and it creates an even larger problem. So there is no easy fix. A government bailout? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
In a moment, we're going to talk to Josh Malone about patents. I want to know, in my mind, the Chinese are stealing most of them. Let's find out if that's true or not and what goes on. What is a patent and why does it and how does it work? Why is it important to have? We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. A reminder about how wonderfully well Navage works. It's powered suction to flush out allergens, to flush out dirt, to flush out germs, to flush out viruses naturally. No drugs involved. It's a saline. You put it in one of your nostrils, and then you shoot it in there, and bing, bang, boom, out on the other side, the other nostril, comes the bad stuff. It's pretty yucky, some of the things that are coming out of there. I've never asked you, Victoria, to describe what comes out, but I think we can use our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff inside your nose. So use the nose cleaner that operates naturally, the Navage nose cleaner. One genuine Navage salt pod capsule will clean your nose for any number of days. So let's check it out, Navage.com. That's where you go to check it out and order Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, the nasal care system that's the best in the world, at Navage.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or no bank guaranteed to may lose value.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Joining Jay and Victoria and me is Josh Malone, who is the creator of Bunch of Balloons. So I guess that says you're the inventor of Bunch of Balloons, Jay. Tell us about your invention. Apparently, anybody who's got children knows what the Bunch of Balloons are and who you are.
It was good to be here. And, Bunch of Balloons is my solution to the multi-generational problem of filling and tying water balloons.
A very important problem.
Yeah, and I guess I'm an inventor at heart. When I see things that don't work well or are too tedious, and I'm always looking for a better way. And this was
so. How many patents do you have? How many patents do you have, Josh?
I have about 15 patents in the U.S. and probably an equal number globally.
And what does a patent do? Why do you apply for one? You know, I mentioned a few minutes ago, you're probably listening to me talk about the Shark Tank. The question they always ask is, has this been patented? Do you have a trademark? And so what does that do and why is it necessary?
Yeah, well, a patent is the right to your invention. So our founders actually put it in the Constitution that authors and inventors can enjoy the rights to their inventions and writings. And for authors, it's copyright. And for inventors, it's the patent.
So you've had a lot of people, the bunch of balloons has been challenged, or a lot of people have stolen the idea, it would seem. I'm thinking the Chinese would be the number one. They steal everything. Are they the perpetrators here, or do you have other people that are stealing your ideas?
Yeah, I have. There's a twist on that. And in my case, in many cases, I'm the poster child of this, having gone through a massive legal, basically a war with a copycat. Usually, in fact, in almost every case, there's an entity on this side of the border, a domestic entity that's enabling or importing those pirated goods. And so in my case, there's a large corporation that is in the as seen on TV industry, and I found out that their business model is to find popular products and copy them. And the game is, catch me if you can. And so, you know, they're willing to go to court, and they're well-armed with a legal fund and lots of attorneys. And so when you're a small business or a startup and you have to go against these guys in court, they've figured that system out to where they can outlast you and outspend you. And so they're
wow. What kind of people do that? What kind of people think like this and do this sort of stuff? It's like being subhuman species, these people.
Well,
I call them the feces species.
Yeah. Well, big tech had a lot to do with this. I mean, you know, Microsoft and Apple and Google, they were garage startups at one point, but they started thinking, hey, wait a minute, with these pesky inventors keep coming up with better ideas and they're threatening our market dominance. What can we do? And so they created these laws and these procedures, and you now spend up to 10 years in court if you try to enforce your rights against.
So what's happened to you? What's happened to you and the bunch of balloons? Did you win? Are you protected, or what happened?
Well, so I launched a bunch of balloons on Kickstarter, and these guys were actually watching it, and they bought a first edition of my invention and reverse engineered it and sent it to China, and then flooded the market with copies, and we ended up in court. There is no patent police. You have to get in the courthouse to vindicate your rights. What happened is I took a detour, and under a new provision created in Congress, they have a patent invalidation board at the patent office. So after I went to assert my patents against this pirate copycat, the patent office came in and took their side and began to invalidate my patents and basically revoke my protection.
The government versus its people. Unbelievable. Have you got a website where people can go to see what's happening here?
USinventor.org.
USinventor.org. And he is the founder, U.S. Inventor, Josh Malone, with a story that should all make us think once again about what a bunch of creeps the Chinese are.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fifty-three past the hour now on the DJV program. In a moment, we're going to get an earful from Chucker about a new television program. It comes from a movie. And actually, I've seen the trailer. I'm pretty interested in it. We'll find out what Chucker thinks about The Equalizer right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid, you wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, so Chucker is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program. So the theme from the movie that was, well, let's see, it was a TV show first, then it became a movie.
The theme you're playing now is the theme song from the 80s TV show, The Equalizer, with a British actor, Edward Woodward, who was fantastic, right. Very much Michael Caine-esque. And then Denzel Washington did two feature films, The Equalizer 1 and 2. I thought he was awesome. The title character's name is Robert McCall. And CBS yesterday just released a full coming attraction trailer to its new TV show, The Equalizer, which will air after the Super Bowl on February 7th. It is going to star Queen Latifah. So they're going to role reverse, female lead instead of a male lead.
So Chris Noth is in it.
I like the concept.
What's Chris? Chris Noth is the male lead. How is he her handler?
I guess he
plays one of,
I guess, you know, the character is a ex-CIA or operative, you know, has military training. So he's somebody in her past that will come in and I guess, guide her. But I like the concept. It looks good. And, you know, after the Super Bowl, it's going to get a huge rating. So CBS obviously likes the pilot. They have to like the pilot. They would never do that if the pilot wasn't solid.
Right.
And it'll get a lot of eyeballs. And we know through history, because I brought this out, CBS shows get very high ratings for networks because a lot of people have trouble getting off the couch and changing the channel. So whatever airs on CBS usually gets a good rating. And they all do procedural shows. And they're also going to have this new Silence of the Lambs sequel, Clarice, that's going to be airing next month also. And that looks really good.
Yeah. So television, because of the lack of any good movies around that are actually at the theater, which was the basis for our conversations. When we first got started 29 years ago, if you can believe that, Chucker.
We were talking DVD. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. We used to talk DVD all the time. Yeah.
Right. DVDs, movies, videos, that kind of stuff. Interesting how we're sort of migrating a little bit onto what's on the small screen, even though we all admit we'd rather see the stuff on the big screen.
We would, but it is what it is. And then, you know, I said to Victoria, do you remember what Blockbuster is? I remember, you know, getting in my car, going out for a pizza, going to Blockbuster, going home, watching VHS back in the day, and then it went to DVD. There's a thing called Laserdisc. I don't know how many people remember. Laserdisc was before DVD. It was like a DVD, except it was the size of a record player. I have about 200 of them in my closet that are collecting dust. They're probably worth about $100 each. I probably have over 250 of them. They are a collector's item, but so we went from VHS to Laserdisc to DVD to Blu-ray, and now...
Netflix came into that mix as well, because they then created a Blockbuster in the mail.
When Netflix first started, they used to ship movies to your mailbox.
Yeah, right.
And then they started getting into the streaming content, and they had a vision, and now streaming, people don't need to leave their house.
Does Netflix go the way of Blockbuster?
We just watched a documentary on Netflix. It's so fun. I encourage everyone to see it. It's about the last Blockbuster store. And Blockbuster back in the day was offered the chance to buy Netflix, and they were like, nope, no one's going to ever want to stream movies at home.
And what's interesting, I remember actually coming on this program about 8 years ago when Netflix started getting in the game, and I said, streaming, I don't think it's going to work. I can't see how people are not going to want to go to the local, and I was completely wrong. Yeah.
Remind me not to ask you any psychic questions. Remind me not to do that. All right, Chuck Curry is here with Victoria and Jay and Doug on the DJV program at...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.